natural disasters and man-made misfortunes all over the world.
不论是热浪袭击欧洲，引发许多处的森林大火。
Whether the forest fires in Europe that have caused the heat wave attack in Europe that have caused a lot of forest fires in Europe.
或是台风袭击亚洲，在日本、台湾造成的暴雨泛滥。
Or a typhoon that has attacked Japan and Taiwan that caused a lot of flooding in Asia.
不论是因为人为的疏失所引发的传染，或是因为不孝商人卖假疫苗给医院打在无辜孩子身上。
Or a shipwreck that's in Thailand that caused by human negligence, or like an unscrupulous businessman selling fake vaccine to hospitals that injured a lot of innocent kids.
种种的原因已经造成全世界好多人。都在受苦。
All of these have caused a lot of people to suffer all over the world.
其实就连我们在座许多人，即使居住在全美国最好的南加州，
Even us, considered to be living in the best state in America, Southern California.
比起全世界不幸的人群，我们应该是算最幸福的少数人了。
Compared to other parts of the world, some other population, we should be considered the happiest few.
但是即便如此，我们知道我们当中许多人也正在受苦啊。
Even so, we know a lot of us are still suffering.
有些人为着身体疾病所困扰。
Some are afflicted with physical diseases.
有些为着亲子管教问题而头疼。
Some are having headaches with parenting.
甚至有些还因为最近失去亲人而悲伤。
Some have recently lost their beloved ones and still grieving.
我请问最近一两年当中，你有失去你亲爱的亲人的？
Let me ask you, have you lost your beloved ones or friends in the past 2 years? Raise your hand a lot.
好，请放下。
So please put your hand on.
于是可能我们会疑惑，上帝不是全能的吗？
So we might be confused. Isn't God almighty and powerful?
为什么会容许世上这么多苦难的发生呢？
Why does he allow so many sufferings in this world?
我们信主不是应当要一帆风顺吗？
Why can't our lives just be smooth after we have believed in Jesus Christ?
我们有困难就向上帝祷告，否则我们祷告干什么呢？
Because we have been praying, why should we even pray?
啊，况且我们说上帝就是爱，既然上帝爱我们，怎么忍心让他所爱的儿女受苦呢？
We even say God is love, and God has loved us so much. How can he bear to see his beloved children to suffer?
甚至有些基督教会也提倡成功神学，说神是乐意赐福的，苦难不是神赐福的记号。
Even the prosperity theologists also say God is willing to bless, and suffering does not come from God.
所以就认为所有基督徒都应该蒙受祝福才对。
All Christians should actually be blessed.
于是他们就得出一个结论说，倘若我们受苦，一定是我们祷告方式不对，所以神没有垂听。
So their conclusion is, if we suffer, it's because our ways of praying is not right.
或者是因为上帝的惩罚，因为老天有眼，终于报应来临了。
Because of God's punishment, God's divine retribution.
还有可能是你仍在犯罪，所以神离弃，所以才让我们受苦。
Or because we're still sinning, that God has forsaken us and let us suffer.
请问你们觉得这种苦难观健不健康啊？
So do you think this kind of view is healthy or not? Is right or not?
啊，请问没有人理我。
So、nobody answers.
中文苦难这个词呢，字面上可以解释是困苦与灾难。
In Chinese, suffering means actually disasters.
那在英文的词汇可以用 suffering, 用受苦。这个词是来自拉丁文的sufferi, 意思就是说在重压下忍受的意思。
So in English, suffering comes from Latin sufferi. It means you're actually inflicted with, under a very hard pressure.
也有一些词像 distress, 愁苦。
Also, there are other similar synonyms like distress or agony.
所以苦难通常是被动的忍受，如同遭重压一般，往往会让人感到万分痛苦，喘不过气来。
So suffering is basically you're passively tolerate as if you're inflicted with pressure and you feel like lots of pain and out of breath and lose courage, feel hopeless and despair.
以至于上胆灰心失望，所以没有人会期待经历受苦。
So nobody wants these kind of sufferings.
但是受苦的事实呢，却不是每个人可以豁免的。
But nobody can avoid it.
每个人都会遭遇苦难，包括基督徒在内。
Everybody will experience sufferings, including Christians.
其实基督教从某个角度来看是一个受苦的信仰。
Christianity, to some extent, is a belief in sufferings.
在新约圣经记载耶稣尝尽人间苦楚，并被人羞辱，并残忍的钉死在十字架上。
In the New Testament, Jesus was persecuted and suffered and nailed on cross.
在第一世纪，门徒们也曾四处躲避罗马政府的逼迫而被鞭打、下监，并经历各种的苦难。
In the first century, the early churches, the disciples also were scattered, flogged, put in prison, and experienced all different kinds of suffering.
直到今天，世界上仍有许多跟随耶稣的信徒正在为主受苦。
Till today, a lot of Christians in this world are also suffering for Jesus Christ.
今天我们有人受尽归入主的名下，但是这不并不表证他今后就刀枪不入，百病不侵。
Today we had a sister who was just baptized into Christ. Doesn't mean she was not going to be attacked or is not going to have diseases in the future.
仍会有苦难临到她的。
There will be still sufferings.
事实上，她最近才遭遇一个很大的车祸。
As a matter of fact, she had just recently had a very big car accident.
既然我们作为基督徒都无法逃避苦难的事实，所以我们就应该要用一种健康的态度来面对、来看待苦难。
Since it's inevitable that we suffer, we should have a healthy view toward sufferings.
同不同意？
Do you agree?
哦，有同意了。好，因此我们今天要从刚才我们所读的经文一起来与各位一起来探讨受苦的原因，并且拥有一个健康的受苦观。
So I would like to share with you what is considered a healthy view of sufferings.
好，第一，受苦可能出自上帝的管教。
Number one, suffering may be due to the discipline of God.
我们一起来读六十七节。
Let's read verse 67.
请。我们看见诗人亲身的经历，使他人生道路曾经迷失过，但是借着受苦的管教之后，他就学乖，不再偏行己路了。
So we have seen the personal testimony of the psalmist. He had gone astray himself, and but after the discipline of sufferings, he went back and obey God's commands.
所以管教对于一个人的健康成长是有必要的。
So discipline is an integral part of a person's healthy growth.
你若真爱一个人，你就会管教他。
If you truly love a person, you discipline him.
正如你深爱你的孩子，你就不会任凭他胡作非为。
Just when you deeply love your children, you won't allow him to behave at their own disposal.
然而管教跟惩罚不同的。
But punishment and discipline are different.
例如有人偷东西被抓到。
Like say a thief is caught when he's stealing.
那为了抑制他这种犯罪的行为再次发生，所以要严厉惩罚。
In order to curb this kind of evils from happening again, he should be severely punished.
所以有人会怎么做呢？
So what should you do?
他就把这小偷抓起来，把他的手剁掉，让他以后没有手再去偷。
So he won't have hands to steal anymore.
用这种残忍的方式作为惩罚。
That's a very relentless way of punishment.
但是管教就不同了。
But discipline is different.
它有出于爱的动机。
It's out of the motive of love.
例如对这小偷而言，为了管教他。
For example, to the thief, in order to discipline him,
他可能让他暂时这个失去他最重要的东西。
You may take away one of his most important personal belongings.
让他感受到失去东西的痛苦。
Let him feel the agony of the pain of losing his personal possessions. So that he feel for others and put himself in other people's shoes.
等到他学到教训之后，再把东西还给他。
After he had learned lessons, return the things to him.
使他重新改过向善的机会，这就是管教。
So he can correct himself and make progress. That is called discipline.
虽然一样都会感受到痛苦。
So both punishment and discipline will make you feel pain.
但是目的与结果是不相同的。
Purposes and results are different.
所以这节经文就是这个意思。
So that is the meaning of this verse.
他之前走了迷路，是因为他不走神的道路，于是受了管教。
David went astray because he did not listen to God, so he was disciplined.
但是之后他就愿意甘心顺服神，去遵行神的话了。
But when he was willing to obey God's words, he was blessed.
在圣经希伯来书也这样告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 10 to 12.
第十到十二，我们一起来读。
Let's read together. They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at this time, but painful. Later on, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees.
我们是这么客气啊，
还
是
今天的
今天要大家欢喜快乐啊？我们的回应要强烈啊，所以你们的回应 可以决定讲道的品质。
Your response is going to decide the quality of my sermon, okay?
好，因为神爱我们，所以他会管教我们。
For God so loved us, He's going to discipline us.
正如我们爱我们的孩子，我们就会管教他一样。
Just as when we love our children, we're going to discipline them.
然而，人的管教有限的。
But our discipline could be wrong.
有时管教也会欠缺妥当。
Our discipline could be false and inappropriate.
我想每个人小时候都有被管教的经验。
So maybe each one of us has an experience of being disciplined by our parents, right?
那我就认识许多人，在他们长大之后，记恨父母或是长辈在他小时候的不当管教。
A lot of people could hate their parents after they were disciplined.
使他成长的一生过程当中留下了阴影。
Become like a dark shadow in all of their lives.
但是也有一些孩子，他长大之后，他很感恩父母用心良苦的管教方式。
But some other kids would actually be grateful for their parents' discipline.
使他们终身都能受益。
Because they feel they're benefiting from their parents' discipline.
但不管如何，神对我们的管教是一定会让我们受益的。
But no matter what, God's discipline toward us is definitely going to benefit us.
是让我们在他的圣洁上有份。
So we can share in His holiness.
然而，管教的过程却是不好受的。
But the process of discipline is not that easy to take.
甚至可能会付上很痛苦的代价。
You might have to pay very painful prices.
但是管教的目的若达成了，就是能够使我们人生得以继续勇往直前。
But once the goal is reached, we can move forward.
并且在未来人生道路当中就有信心可以走得更加稳固。
So in the future lives, then we can make more steady, fast movements.
因此，当我们受苦的时候，我们要思想是否是出于神的管教。
So when we suffer, we need to think about if we have a positive attitude toward the discipline or not.
倘若我们明白受苦是出于神爱的管教，那是为了让我们得着功课，汲取教训。
If we understand it's God's discipline for our benefit and for us to learn lessons,
以至于让我们未来人生道路，我们就可以走得更加的平稳与踏实。
So we have a more steady, fast movements in our future lives.
于是我们就能够在受苦当中仍然保持一颗正面积极的心态。
Then we may be able to keep a positive attitude during our sufferings.
要知道，在这个现实的社会上，
you know, in this world,
可能我们的朋友会因为我们做不对一件事情，就跟我们断绝了往来。
Our friends might stop hanging out with us just because of one thing we did wrong to them.
但是在基督的大爱里，神绝不会因为我们曾经犯错就离弃我们。
But in God's great love, God is never going to forsake us just for one mistake we have made.
因为神是信实的，
because God is faithful,
是对我们一生有应许、承诺，必定会负责到底的。
Yes.Promise to us is going to be responsible for us till the end of our life.
这诗篇119篇75节这样说。
Psalms 119 verse 75 says,
一起来读一遍，请。
I know, Lord, that your laws are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me.
好，这里的诚实就是指信实。
So this here, honesty means faithfulness.
既然神是公义，所以他就必须要为我们所犯的错误来管教我们。
Since God is righteous, He has to discipline us because of His righteousness.
但是他却不会撇弃我们。
But He's never going to forsake us just because we make mistakes.
反倒以信实来待我们，背后就是说明他的信实何等广大。
He treats us with His faithfulness so that we can understand how great His faithfulness is.
背后就是说明他的慈爱永远长存。
Show how His love endures forever.
他对我们一生的道路都有着奇妙的带领。
That He shows He's leading us miraculously.
这就是我们的蒙福啊。
That is our blessings.
倘若我们一生无灾无病，
A life of no diseases or no disasters.
倘若我们一生人生总是风平浪静，心想事成，
If our life is always calm and our dreams always come true,
这只会让我们永远成为温室里的花朵。
We're just gonna become greenhouse flowers.
那将来我们对外面的世界却一点抵抗的能力都没有。
We won't have any immunity toward the outside world.
那个不是祝福啊。
That is not called blessing.
第二，
Number two,
受苦可能来自仇敌的攻击。
Sufferings may come from the attacks of the enemies.
我们一起来读六十七到
六十九节
到七十节，预备，请。
Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law.
好，我们今天似乎活在一个恶人当道的世代。
Today we're living in a world where evils prevail.
仿佛当恶人就可以作威作福。
As if evil people can threaten us and control our fate.
然后当好人反倒要受苦。
Being a good one will make us suffer.
你说公不公平啊？
Do you think it's fair?
黑心商人为了赚取暴利，他罔顾他人性命，制造毒奶假药，然后呢，他们口袋饱饱，高枕无忧，别人家的孩子却躺在医院，命在旦夕。
Dishonest businessman makes maximum profits at the cost of other people's lives by making poisonous milk and selling fake medicine. While their pockets are full, they sit back and relax while other people's kids lie in a hospital on the verge of dying.
有些人心理有问题，他不接受辅导矫正，反而拿枪去扫射别人。
A lot of people have mental problems, they don't want to be corrected, they even use guns to shoot other people.
造成许多家庭生离死别的悲剧。
Causing a lot of tragedies in life and death.
还有人不遵守交通规则，酒后开车，或是闯红灯，把无辜的路人撞成残废啊，脑死。
Some people don't follow traffic rules, drunk driving, crossing red lights, and hit the innocent pedestrians and causing their handicap and brain dead.
我们看见这世上天天都在上演着好人因为坏人而受苦的剧情。
I've seen a lot of tragedy like this. Good people suffer because of bad ones.
然而我们却总是束手无策，任凭这类事件一桩又一桩的发生。
We seem to feel hopeless, allowing this kind of thing to happen again and again.
你说倘若没有公理，难道要逼着大家都去当坏人吗？
So if there are no righteousness, should we all be forced to be the bad ones?
不过我们要知道一件事情。
But we have to know.
我们不一定是坏人，但是其实我们都是罪人。
We're not bad people, but we are all sinners.
罪人不是去杀人放火这个定义，而是在原文的意思是射箭射不到靶心。
The definition is not just to kill people or set a fire. It's that we shoot an arrow, you cannot shoot the centerfold.
也就是说，我们达不到上帝的标准。
Means we cannot reach God's standards of perfection.
所以在这样标准之下，我们都是罪人。
So in this kind of standard, we're all sinners.
而这世界之所以充满苦难，乃是因为罪恶进入这个世界的缘故。
The world is full of suffering because sin has entered the world.
当人心败坏的时候，罪人心里想的尽都是恶。
So we're also wicked. Every imagination, every thought of our hearts was only evil continually.
你就别想期待这些恶人所行出来会行出善。
So don't even expect these evil people to do anything good.
当然，行恶的后果就是世界不断的受苦。
The consequence of evil is the whole world is suffering.
例如，你看世人因为没有好好经营神要我们管理所创造当初美好的世界。
For example, we haven't managed well the beautiful world God has created first.
你看现在臭氧层被破坏了。
Ozone layer was damaged.
生态保护也不落实。
Environmental protection cannot sustain.
也不仅是造成我们到处都有雾霾。
Air pollution is everywhere.
这高温的这个热浪袭击的不方便而已。
Not just causing the inconvenience of heat wave attack.
而是造成灾难不断啊。
But also cause a lot of disasters constantly.
每一年的温度都在上升，你知不知道？
Temperature is going up high and higher.
每一年都在破纪录，今年已经到处世界各地都在破这个热浪的这种温度的纪录了。
Every year the temperature high is broken.
还有许多濒临绝种的这个动物已经不复存在的事实，令人忧心呐。
A lot of animals are on the verge of extinction.
最近很多科学家发现，很多死掉的鲸鱼、海狗、海狮、海龟等等这企鹅，他们在那肚子里面找到一大堆垃圾啊。
Scientists have found a lot of dead sea animals in their stomachs. There are a lot of plastic rubbish.
这更让人觉得很汗颜。
Aren't we ashamed of it?
说不定这垃圾其中就是你丢的。
Maybe you're the one who has thrown away that rubbish, plastic.
我们看见其实不是只有好人在受苦。
So we have seen not just good people are suffering.
全世界的所有的生物都在受苦。
The whole world is suffering.
上帝的心更是在淌血啊。
God is suffering too. He's bleeding. His heart is bleeding.
他也在受苦啊。
And he is suffering too.
其根本原因就是罪人的恶行造成世界的苦难。
The reason is like the evil doings of sinners have caused the sufferings of the whole world.
这是你我都有责任的。
You and both you and I have responsibility.
我们不应该把所有的责任都推给那些正在行恶的人。
We should not shake off our responsibility just to those evil doers who are doing evil things right now.
因为身为罪人的我们都属于其中。
Because we're sinners, we're all among these sinners.
我们没有把神所交付、托付给我们的世界管理得好。
We did not manage the world that God has entrusted to us well.
因此造成这世界在受苦。
So cause the suffering.
所以即使不管好人或坏人，我们都会受苦。
So whether we're thinking we're good ones or bad ones, we all suffer.
这就像不管好人坏人，你都可能会生病，你都需要吃饭睡觉一样。
Just like we all sleep and eat.
我们不知道受苦是否直接跟我们行恶有关。
We don't know if it's direct. Our sufferings are direct related to our evil doings.
不过我们相信。那位恶者，也就是造成罪恶进入世界的这个魔鬼撒旦，他会试图借着苦难使人离弃神。
But we understand that Satan, the evil doer, actually is trying to separate us from God.
约伯的故事我们都很熟悉。
The story of Job, so we're all very familiar with that.
他是一个完全正直、敬畏上帝的人。
He's a very upright Christian.
但是却因为被魔鬼撒旦攻击。
But because he was attacked by Satan,
一夜之间他失去所有的财富。
Overnight, he lost all of his possessions.
连他所有的孩子也都被攻击，全部都死了。
And all of kids were dead. Also,
再加上全身他长毒疮，患重病，几乎要死。
He was afflicted with a lot of diseases, almost like died.
他生命苦到一个地步，他甚至都想求死，不想活了。
He suffered just so much he did not even want to live anymore.
直到后来，神亲自向他显现，使他不再受苦。
Until God showed Himself to him.
并且加倍的祝福
给他。But he did not suffer him anymore, and then blessed him even more abundantly.
然而，约伯在整个受苦的过程当中，虽然神没有向他解释受苦的原因是来自撒旦的攻击。
Though in the whole process of Job's suffering, God did not explain to him why he suffered, and the reason that he suffered was because Satan's attack.
但是他仍坚定地相信神的信实。
But he still constantly believed in Jesus, in God's faithfulness.
他不会因为苦难来临就怀疑神或离弃神。
He did not have doubts in God or forsake God because of suffering.
而是我们看见最后神是万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
But we have seen that God is the God that worked for the good of those who love Him.
神在旋风中向约伯显现，并使他苦尽甘来，得到加倍的祝福。
So in a whirlwind, he revealed himself to Job.
不但重新获得产业，丰富有余，他再生的儿女也个个有成。
Not only he has regained his possessions, but also he has more children.
他身上的疾病也得到完全的医治，年纪老迈而终。
His diseases were healed, and he lived a very long life.
并且他更是见证了神最后仍要得胜掌权的这样的一个。美妙的见证。
So he witnessed the God's victorious power.
因此，凡是信靠神的人，仇敌撒旦可能会借苦难来攻击，目的就是要让我们来离开神。
So Satan will attack those who believe in God through sufferings. The purpose of him is for us to leave God.
所以，当我们受到难处的时候，到底是出什么原因，我们不一定真明白。
We might not know why we suffer.
除非到了最后的审判，谁也不能够随便下一个定论。
Until the judgment day, none of us can actually convict.
因为苦难的意义只有上帝知道。
Because the meaning, the true meaning of suffering, only God knows.
而从约伯的故事，我们看出现世社会没有直接的赏善罚恶。
So we can see from the book of Job, in the real world, we don't really have the real punishment and the real right judgment. We live this world in order to manifest God's glory. We might experience sufferings, we could also have joy.
换句话说，撒旦虽然试图以苦难使我们离弃神，
Although Satan is trying to use sufferings to let us leave God,
但我们仍可以以信心来宣告。
We can still proclaim with faith.
世上没有任何的逼迫患难能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
No persecution and sufferings can separate us from God's love.
同不同意？
Do you believe that?
我们一起来看圣经告诉我们这样，罗马书八章三十八到三十九节。
Romans 8 verse 38-39.
一起来共读一遍，请。
I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers.Neither height or depth, nor anything else in our creation, will also be separate from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. 最后，受苦可能显明特别的目的。
Number three, suffering may be revealing a special purpose of God.
让我们一起来读七十一节。对，请。
It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees.
对于苦难，我们一般人的反应多是负面的。
So toward sufferings, our first reaction would be very negative.
原因可能是过于在于 过往苦难经验所直接带来的身心创痛记忆。
Reason because of these sufferings has inflicted a lot on us physically and emotionally.
以及由他难以理解的造成理由，而延伸而出对未来生命的不安全感与存在意义或自我价值的怀疑而感叹。
And also the hardships and then the thing the caused by sufferings also makes insecure.
因此苦难始终是不受欢迎的。
So sufferings definitely are not welcome.
然而刚刚我们提到基督教从某个角度来讲是一个受苦的信仰。
But I already mentioned to some extent Christianity is a belief in sufferings.
而且受苦乃是有其特别的目的。
Sufferings have a special purpose for us.
甚至还会给我们带来正面的益处与长远的价值。
And have a long-term benefit value.
当年耶稣忍受一切的苦难，被人钉死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
乃是为了完成人类最伟大的救赎计划。
And suffered for us in order to accomplish the purpose of salvation.
当时初代教会信徒经历逼迫患难，甚至为主殉道。
Early churches were persecuted and even martyred for Jesus Christ.
但是在苦难中，他们却历淬了上帝隐藏其背后的恩典，并留下许多激励人心的 文字遗产，影响深远。
So they understood the purpose of these sufferings, so they did not complain, and even wrote down a lot of words for us to be encouraged.
直到今日，我们仍然看见许多宣教士为传福音的缘故，他们不畏艰难，受尽许多的苦楚，却深感配得为主受苦而自豪。
Till today, we have still seen a lot of missionaries who are proud of their sufferings for Jesus Christ.
更何况许多属灵伟大的教训和宝贵的经验都是在苦难的幽谷当中得到的。
We can learn a lot of great lessons from these sufferings and distresses in our lives.
这样看来，我们都是苦难的受益者啊。
So we're actually the benefactors of these sufferings.
换一句话说，既然神容许苦难临到我们，
Since Lord, the Lord allows sufferings to come to us,
有特别的目的与心意。
It must have a special purpose of doing that.
可以使我们得着益处。
So that we can be benefited.
在中国，孟子也这样说。
In Chinese culture,
天将
Mencius also said,
将我们一起来读好不好？天将
For someone with a great mission, suffering his mind, his body is training him with the greatest hardship. God allows suffering has a positive meaning and purpose.
我以为我们大家都会背啊，怎么还在眯着眼睛还在听听听听讲讲
？You still have to pinpoint each word.
啊，我们都知道这个意思是什么。
You know the meaning of this mentioned word.
就是说明上帝使人受苦都有正面的意义和目的啊。
That means God always have a positive purpose for us to give us suffering.
好，我们也常说苦难是伪装的祝福，有没有听过这句话
？Sufferings are actually disguised the blessings.
有没有听过？好像不理我。
Have you heard about that?
有哈，其实我不是很完全同意这种说法。
I don't quite agree with this, actually.
好像苦难跟祝福是一样的，一体两面。
Sounds like sufferings and blessings are
这苦难呢，在伪装哈，你把那个伪装，把它换一个角度来看，哎，它就是祝福了。
It's just like it sounds like suffering is just a blessing of disguise. I don't quite agree.
那这样子的话，问题就出来了哦。
Then there might be questions.
如果为那是祝福的话，那我很讨厌每当我们有人遭遇苦难的时候，我最讨厌有人就跑去告诉他，哎，苦难是伪装的祝福啊。意思
sufferings are disguise of blessings.
意思就是
somebody's suffering,
你要好好享受苦难吧。
And then you want just go to that person and say, hey, that's a blessing of disguise, so you should enjoy it.
哎，反正痛苦的又不是说这话的人。
So actually, you're not the one who's suffering anyways.
你能够明白那个躺在医院的奄奄一息的不是你，你那个躺在那个得癌症的不是你啊。
Can you talk to a person on the verge of death in the hospital who's dying that suffering is a disguised blessing?
你能想象那些在哭泣的人，那不是你啊。
Can you comfort a person who's crying that suffering is a disguised blessing?
你只会说啊，这是伪装的祝福。对于某些人来讲，也许他能够明白苦难跟祝福是两回事。
Some people they might understand sufferings and blessings are totally two different things.
在苦难当中，我们找不到益处。
In just the sufferings, we won't be we will feel any benefit.
其实苦难本身就是痛苦的，就是难熬的。
Because sufferings are hard to tolerate and are painful.
上帝也没有叫我们一定要解释苦难的原因，因为苦难本身是找不到益处的。
So God does not want us to just understand the meanings of sufferings because sufferings themselves are not beneficial.
在苦难的背后才有。
Nobody can endure the sufferings with godness, but behind the sufferings, there's some meaning there.
你要相信苦难背后所隐藏的意义与目的是对我们非常宝贵的。
You need to understand the meaning and the purpose behind the sufferings are very valuable.
所以这才叫做祝福。
So that is the blessing of sufferings.
要经历苦难的磨练之后，之后才有祝福。
So not sufferings itself, but the discipline from the sufferings.
于是当我们有这样的理解的时候，我们才能够以正面的态度来接受苦难。
So when we have that kind of attitude, then we can have a positive attitude to understand what sufferings really mean.
并且去探讨苦难后面的祝福与益处。
And we understand the blessings behind the suffering.
于是我们便能够在患难中仍然存着欢喜的态度。
We can still have a joyful attitude in our suffering.
正如圣经保罗所说的。
Just as Apostle Paul said.
罗马书三五章三到五节，我们一起来读。
Romans 5:3-5.
请。
Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
我认识一些遭遇患难的基督徒。
I have seen a lot of Christians who have suffered a great deal.
他们的生命让我非常感动。
Their lives have touched me a lot.
其中有一位姐妹，她不幸得了癌症。
Who had cancer, unfortunately.
但是他没有怨天尤人。
But she did not complain.
反而他之后他非常活跃于癌友协会，自己在抗癌的过程当中也天天鼓励那些与他同样得癌症的朋友。
Instead, she was very, very active in a patients of, among the cancer patients, to encourage those people to overcome this disease.
后来才发现原来有这么多人跟他有相同的苦难。
But later she found out a lot of people are actually suffering the same thing as she does.
但是他也见证了上帝的恩典就是够用的。
She also witnessed that God's grace is sufficient for her to use.
有一位弟兄他因为交友不慎而染上吸毒 的这个毛病。
A brother was addicted to drugs because he actually made a very bad friend.
他造成家庭破碎，妻离子散。
His family was broken. His wife and kids are all left him.
所有家人因他而受苦。
All of his family members suffered because of him.
后来他信主了，并且戒毒成功之后，得到家人的原谅、接纳，破镜重圆。
After he believed in Jesus Christ, he got rid of his addiction, and he was forgiven by his family members.
之后他就成立福音戒毒中心，也来帮助同样遭受毒害的许多人，以及正在面临苦难的他们的家人。
So he started like a organization that just helped those drug addicted people to overcome this addiction.
所以对于那些曾经经历苦难，后来又能够帮助别人的人。我相信他们的受苦是为了显明上帝在他们生命当中的特殊目的。
So for those who have suffered, but later they could use who could use their sufferings to help other people, they are trying just to reveal God's purpose in their lives.
正如圣经所说的，哥林多前书一章四节。
Just like in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4.
让我们一起来读。
Let's read together. Who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
因此倘若你现在正在受苦,
So if you are suffering right now,
你先不要去埋怨环境的不公,
So don't complain,
也不要去猜测受苦的原因,
So don't try to understand why you suffer,
而是相信神那对你有益处的目的,
But just try to believe why believing God.
罗马书八章二十八节这样说。
Romans 8:28.
我们一起来读一遍，请。
We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
每一件事情的发生都是神所容许的。
Everything happens that is allowed by God.
相信都有他的目的跟益处。
God allows those things to happen for a special purpose.
最后。
Conclusion.
我相信今天我们每一个人都会面对不同的苦难。
I believe all of us have sufferings right now.
当我们受苦的时候，也许是出于神的管教，
也许 it might be because of God's discipline.
是撒旦的攻击，
maybe Satan's attacks.
更也许是为了要显明我们人生的特别目的，
or to reveal God's special purpose.
我们不知道，
we don't know.
但不论如何
but no matter what,
你要相信
you have to believe,
所有的苦难当中神都在掌权
you have to believe that God is in control no matter what.
约翰福音十六章三十三节
John 16:33,
我们一起来读预备请
I have told you these things that you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world.
每一个人虽然都会发生遇到苦难但有神应许胜过世界我们还惧怕什么呢
But God has promised us to overcome the world. Why should we be afraid?
我们只要以健康的心态来面对苦难
We just need to have a positive attitude toward our sufferings right
我们将会发现这些苦难都将成为我们的祝福和我们的益处
We're going to find out all these sufferings will become blessings toward us.
尽管世人一直在寻找苦难的原因
Although all of us are trying to find out why we suffer.
但其实神自己却不向人解释苦难
But God never...explains to us why we suffer.
神只要我们与哀哭的人同哀哭。
God just wants us to cry with those who suffer.
与喜乐的人同喜乐。
And be joyful with those who
are in joy. 我们千万不要乱下结论。
Don't come to a wrong conclusion.
动不动就说人家受苦是因为因果报应。
And don't always say, hey, you're suffering because of God's retribution or revenge on you.
那是在对方伤口上撒盐，造成对方的恶度伤害。
Then you just put some salt on their.Under diseases.
反而我们更应该敏锐，我们当中也许有人正在受苦。
We have to keen that some of us are actually suffering right now.
我们的责任是去陪伴他们，
而不是去论断他们。Our responsibility is to accompany them, not to judge them.
我们更需要常与受苦的人在一起，并且分担他们的重担。
We need to be often with those people who suffer and share their burdens.
因为这是神的心意。
Because that's God's will on us.
美国黑人福音音乐之父叫做Thomas Dorsey.
African American gospel musician Rev. Thomas Andrew Dorsey.
他二十二岁的时候回应神的呼召，开始创作圣诗。
He responded to God's calling in his 20s and started composing music.
年轻的多西，他受到名利的诱惑和疾病的困扰，常常挣扎在圣洁与世俗之间，甚至萌杀了自尽的念头。
So he was.When he was very young, he was tempted by the secular things, and he was also struggling between holiness and being secular.
后来经过朋友及教会的帮助，使他再度站起来，得以专心的服侍神。
But through the help of church and his friends, he got to stand up again and truly, just solely devoted to the Lord.
他的事工非常的有果效。
His ministries were very effective.
也到处去跟这些大型的布道团一起去配搭服事
Also, actually worked with a lot of ministry organizations.
成为一个非常成功的一个侍奉者的
He became a very successful gospel musician. God used the servants.
然而，到他三十三岁的时候，他在外地参加一场很大服事一场很大型的聚会的时候，突然接到家里发一个电报。
When he was 33, while he was attending a big gathering, he accepted.Telegraph from his family.
他的太太在难产的时候去世了。
His wife passed away while delivering a baby.
两天之后，他的新生婴儿也夭折了。
In 2 days, the newborn baby was also dead.
接踵而来的苦难打击他悲痛欲绝。
So he was almost gonna die because of his great suffering.
一周以后，他独自坐在钢琴前面发呆。
In a week, he was sitting in front of piano.
他面对茫然未知的未来，他无助而无助。
He felt hopeless and helpless.
突然间，神从神而来的平安和安慰临到他。
All of a sudden, God's peace descended upon him and comfort descended upon him.
他就开始弹琴，
started playing piano.
写下来一首脍炙人心的圣诗《亲爱主，牵我手》。
And wrote down a very popular hymn.
表明了他在此困境的软弱以及对主的依靠。
And to show that how he relied on God in this kind of suffering and
weakness. 多西呢，他在悲伤之中，他不是质疑为何如此，为何是我，而是向亲爱的主表明说，求牵我手。
So in this great agony and a great pain, grieving, he was not doubting why. He was just saying to his loving God, lead me.
那个声音不是求主挽回拯救他的妻儿，乃是在支离破碎的生命当中求建立我。
That voice was not asking God to give him back his wife and his children, but in a broken life, he asked God to reestablish him.
他心中的呼喊不是那受苦自身的埋怨，而是在茫然未知的明天当中求领我走。
So So that outcry from his heart is not complain, but also in the insecure future and tomorrow, he was asking God to lead him to work toward future.
终于他不但靠主走过了这段艰辛苦难的道路，并且借着这首诗也安慰了许多正在受苦的信徒。
So by relying on God, he went through, he got over the sufferings, and he also, through this song, a lot of suffering Christians are encouraged.
让我们最后一起来借这首诗歌作为回应，好吗？
Let's sing this song together as a response. Precious Lord, take my hand.